Hey guys, I told you I would start putting some of these out, and I'll try to do this on a pretty regular basis. Just little tips and things I can do to help you guys get drafted and start your careers in the SFL. For those that don't know, my name is Brian Craven, as it says in the little name tag thing there. I am the head coach for San Jose. I will be leaving the bulk of the coaching to our coordinators, Liam Hammer and Art Vandelay. They're talented, quality guys. They're going to be the ones making the day-to-day game decisions. I'm the offensive coordinator for Lone Star Glory, and I did all of that for San Jose last season as well. I'm here. I kept this job, this position, to allow guys, to give guys an opportunity to be coordinators, and I enjoy being plugged in with the rookies. Had a good time last season with it. We got, I think, 6 people drafted in the first 2 rounds last season from San Jose, and here's how you get drafted. If you want to boil it down to one thing, it's make connections. You have to make connections with owners, with GMs, coaches. That's how you get on. Because obviously, it's not just about how you play. And this is a note for you to think about. Don't get too, I mean, you want to win your minor league games. Of course you do. You want to compete, you want to win, you want to do well. Anyone would, anyone should. And that's a good thing. But don't get too discouraged if things don't quite go your way in the minor leagues, because it's not about your on-field play as much as it's about the build of your player and about, like I said, making connections with the teams. Case in point, the top 10 draft picks last season were guys that their teams weren't particularly successful. So, how do you do that? Well, the owners expect, they know how this is. They've been here a while. Reach out to people and talk to them. Get to know, ask them questions about the league, ask them about their teams. They love to talk about their teams, love to talk about their philosophies. Reach out, talk about it. Get to know them. The plans are for 2 expansion teams. Get to know the players in the expansion race. Get to know the people. Tom Rahman is one that I think is almost a guarantee to get a franchise. Tom and Ray Colston, Rochelle Colston. Gonna be a good team. Gonna be a good organization. So you want to reach out to them. They'll probably have quarterbacks sewed up. They'll probably have a couple defensive backfields sewed up. And I'm sure they'll take some people from their respective teams that'll join them. Look at those 2 teams. Look at Las Vegas and Carolina and see if those teams look like a fit to you. I can tell you right off that the GM of Las Vegas is a good friend of mine. He's someone you can trust. And I think that's, that'd be a great place to go. I don't know Carolina as well as I know Las Vegas. The other thing is teams need people with talent. If I wasn't doing the coaching piece, I probably wouldn't have much to offer. I guess I could do my silly little podcast. I guess that's something. But they need people with social media skills. They need people who can do things like that. And a big thing that teams need is scouts. People are always, they're always looking. I can tell you straight up, coaching is kind of a grind. And I coached high school football for 20 years. And in a way, this is worse is not the best way to put it, but this is it's sitting in front of a sim, running countless sims, trying to figure out the plays that the other team uses. things like that, it can be a real grind. And having good scouts that get you the information so that you can get on your sims right away is a big deal. It's a big deal. It's a real pain. It's a real challenge when you're turning in your playbooks right at the deadline and you're kind of scrambling a little bit. And so if you're interested in scouting, let me know, let Liam or Art know, and we'll start plugging you in. And you can start right now. We can start kind of training you by having you do scouting reports on various games for the majors. And you don't have to have a lot of experience. We can get you trained up on that really quick. But learn about those things. Talk to other, when you're talking to other teams, make a point of talking about those things that you bring to the team. And that's the number one thing. You've got to reach out and talk to teams. Last thing I want to talk about is that there's always going to be movement. And this off season could be interesting. One, there are a couple of things going on that some people may leave the league. That'll obviously open up spots. Expansion will open up spots. As of right now, it doesn't sound like the league is talking about roster expansion. So you're not going to see more than 20 players per team. At this point, that's what it looks like. People always change teams from year to year. And you're just going to want to keep an eye on that a little bit. And I want to encourage you to be open to your secondary positions. And be thinking very clearly about your secondary position. And here's the thing. If you have your heart set on playing defensive back, but there's not a lot of traction on defensive back, but a team talking to you maybe about a linebacker, well, you can make a linebacker and transition to defensive back as long as it's not too big. So, you know, you don't want to make your... You'll want to look at the guidelines for the positions and fit within that. You can make a tight end and transition to a wide receiver. Just again, size guidelines, things like that. There are things that you can do, and so you want to keep your eyes open and your mind open to possibilities with that regard. Getting into the league is. It can be challenging in some positions, it's something to think about. But people come and go, people leave the league every year, and new people come in. Another piece to think about, last season, we had a 3-round supplemental draft, and the rosters went from 17 to 20 with that supplemental draft, and there were a lot of teams looking to add positions that weren't particularly popular, like offensive line. And hey, I get it. In a sim league, for some people, playing offensive line can look pretty boring. You'd have to have other things, other interests within the league, I think, to do that. I think the same about kicker, and yet people want to play kicker. So one thing that the league did this last year is players that were drafted at something other than one of their picks. So let's say I'll give you an example. We had a player with San Jose last season. He was a wide receiver, pretty good wide receiver. I think he led the league in receptions or yards. I don't remember which. We threw the ball a lot last season with San Jose. He didn't talk to a lot. He's a good guy, and now he knows a little bit better, and talked to him quite a bit. Good guy, brings a lot to a team, but he didn't chat with a lot of teams, and he didn't get any traction as a wide receiver. I don't remember what his two secondary positions were, but they were not fullback. He got drafted in the supplemental round as a fullback. So for everyone last season that was drafted a position that was not one of either their primary or secondary positions, those people have the option next season to be free agents at their original primary position. So for example, this guy I'm talking about, he has the option to be a receiver, a free agent receiver, even though he's played fullback all season. And he gets to keep his progression. He'll have a nice receiver. Now, this is not everyone. San Jose had, I don't remember how many we had, but I can tell you that Lone Star, their three supplemental picks, can't do that. None of them can do that because what we drafted them at was a supplemental, was a secondary position. They don't want to, they're playing the position they really want to be playing anyway for us, so that's not a problem. But there are teams that are going to lose players that were drafted at supplemental rounds, not all of them. And some of those guys, you're going to see a flood of guys. You'll be like, wait, that guy's a free agent wide receiver? I thought he was a defensive tackle. You know, things like that. You're going to see things like that. Keep that in mind as we come up to the draft, okay? Because it matters. It's going to make a difference. Right now, we have more rookies checking in than we do projected available spots. All right? So, yeah, it's kind of a competition. And there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. If you have a position you want to play, there is nothing wrong with sticking to your guns, sticking with it, and, you know, doing another season in the minors if need be. There's nothing wrong with doing that. But I want you to be aware of these things as the season progresses and as we get closer to our season and ultimately the draft. If you have any questions, you're always welcome to DM any of us, any of the staff in the San Jose locker room. We've got a lot of veterans, a lot of people. I brought people on that I knew would help, and that's our job. Our number one job is to get you drafted. That's the job. That's what we're here for. Hope you all get a chance to watch some games today, and good luck, and God bless, my friends.